I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious tensions are rising in the country where the Nile River runs, and it's threatening more than people may realize. On another note, today, there's a whole world that exists thanks to the internet, but it's also an unreached world. So how can that be reached with the gospel? Simple, with training. I'll tell you more in just a few moments. We'll start today in Egypt, where the Egyptian government is shortening the leash on Muslim congregations, and that's actually not a good sign for religious freedom. Last week, Egyptian authorities announced that Muslim clerics would be required to deliver identical sermons that were pre-written by government ministry officials and parliament members. They say it's because they want to curb extremist preaching, making sure that sermons aren't too long and keeping the messages from getting political. So why is this bad? Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes explains.
Off the bat, people might say, oh, it's a good idea. They tried to avoid extremism. But anytime there's restrictions placed on the majority religion, it's often worse for the minorities.
We've already seen the ripple effect of similar mandates in other countries.
A good example of this is in Central Asia, where they've put a lot of new restrictions on church registrations, which they say is so Muslim extremists aren't meeting together in private, but it's hurting Christians the most because they have to have 80 members, where before they were allowed to have 40 members to be registered. They can't meet in houses or have Bible study in their houses anymore. And so while it seems like a good idea to prevent Muslim extremism, it's really hurting the minority religion.
Pray that those gospel doors stay open. Pray for religious freedom in Egypt. There are other action points too at missionnews.org. The world is rapidly evolving, moving from one thing to another. And as it does, ministries are learning how to keep up. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Brett Stout-Willett explains.
Where are all these students? We're struggling to find them and connect with them. Where are they? Where do they spend their time? Where do they relate to each other? Where are they finding community? Where are they looking for answers? And the thing that dawned on them was that students are all online, and that InterVarsity has not really ever had an intentional effort to meet them there.
That is, until now. A year ago, InterVarsity launched its ministry called Ministry in Digital Spaces.
So video games are heavily moving towards a social layer. Developers are making it easier and easier to connect with people you know offline already. They're making it easier and easier to meet new people in meaningful ways, to eliminate some of the negative behaviors associated with gaming and being online. And so it's almost like it's a kind of a golden age for ministry in those spaces because everybody who's making these things are making it easier and easier to get to know people and to continue relationship across time.
If you want to help, InterVarsity is asking you to join them in digital spaces to build relationships and share the gospel. Just join us at missionnews.org to learn more. And the biggest issues our world faces today are rooted in the heart. They can't be fixed with technology or money, but each one of us can have the tools to meet our neighbors where they are with the love and forgiveness of Christ. Jerry Wiles of Living Water International says, orality method is an effective way to engage those around us in life-changing conversation.
As we relate to people, as we are praying and asking God to give us a sensitivity to people's needs and their concerns, we ask questions, we engage in conversation. And we're looking for ways. It's often the Holy Spirit will direct us to ask a question or to make a statement or to tell a story that will open up a conversation.
Think about it. Do you feel equipped to witness to those around you when you don't have a Bible on hand? Orality helps you prepare to share no matter where you are or who you're talking to. It's relational, natural, universal.
I don't think the Lord intended for His work, the kingdom work, and the Great Commission to be complicated. And it's not for an exclusive few well-educated people. Common people can come to know Jesus and share His love, share His truth.
For resources on orality or any other opportunities, look for the links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You want stories that will help you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. The updates feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.